Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, man. Couldn't have said it any better myself.
Scoot my chair up a little bit, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's what's up.
We're back, baby.
That's it. Back in black, baby.
Yep. Episode 281 of the Super Mega Cast.
Oof.
I'm sitting across from co-host Matthew Watson.
Thank you, man. I'm sitting across from co-host Ryan McGee.
Yep.
You know, your boys. I said we're back in black because we're both wearing the same black hoodie.
Very good quality hoodie made by who is this made by?
Super Mega Productions Incorporated.
Okay. These aren't released yet though, right?
They are. Yeah.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
So like, people can go buy these right now?
Yeah, it's the future Mega one. I'm not trying to start the podcast by shilling, but we got them today for the first time in there.
We're YouTubers, baby.
Fuck, they feel good. They're soft.
YouTubers got a YouTube, you know?
Hey! YouTubers got a YouTube, dude.
I'm going to start a whole channel about how to become a successful YouTuber.
I would love to watch that. Hey, man, remember when Super Mega didn't chill out their merch every 5 seconds? Pepperidge Farms remembers.
I'll wear sunglasses indoors and shit. I'll have some ice around my neck.
You put a lot of grease in your hair.
Some green stains on my chest.
Well, why the green stains?
From the fake gold.
Oh. Like from the like all, like your neck is it's clear you haven't showered in a while because your neck is just completely green. And all your fingers are green from like fake
the
rings. Is it happening to me right now, actually? So I got this ring at a thrift store.
You got a green thumb?
Well, I got this ring at a thrift store last week and it was $12. So like, I know it's not.
What's the design on it?
Well, it's just a silver. No, it was just the lighting. I thought for a second maybe there was some green, but
it's just a silver ring.
It's just a silver ring that's kind of in like a curvy shape, but I can already see it's kind of getting dull. So, I mean, it was $12, and I got it at a thrift store, like from a little bowl.
Age stuff is an aesthetic, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is probably made 2 months ago in China. But I could say, like, oh, actually, this is my mom's from the 60s. See, it's like... Give it one more week, and it'll be aged-looking enough where I can say it's antique.
It could be the most special ring in your life, and you don't even know it yet. It could save your life from a bullet.
It could, man. Well, that would mean that the bullet would be hitting my ring finger and blasting off my ring finger, which I guess you could die from that.
Yeah.
You'd very slowly bleed out. Do you think people have died from, like, losing a pinky and they just bleed out from that?
If they're...
Because there's no, like, artery there.
More
but,
so of infection.
Yeah.
That's,
dude,
I think.
That's what sucks about olden times is, like, you get, like, the fucking...
Flu.
You stub your toe and it gets, like, infected, like a regular, like, infection that everyone gets, like, at least a couple times in their life, like, staph infections, and you're dead.
Or, like, you know, you're walking around and then your cheap, shitty shoes, you know, a sharp rock kind of... cuts through it, cuts your foot. You're not going to be walking on that thing for a bit.
No, because that
maybe
shit gets
never
infected.
Again. dun, dun, dun,
dun, that shit gets infected. They got to cut it off or you're just going to die.
Crazy. Could you imagine being a pilgrim?
Dude, being a pilgrim would fucking suck. Especially the...
Fuck pilgrims, man. Honestly, what have they ever done?
No, fuck them,
dude. But judge everyone else for their technology. They're jealous.
They are jealous.
They have to use their fucking stupid horses.
They came and they fucking eradicated a beautiful culture of Native Americans. That's
cross-eyed,
not cool.
Gum-smacking horses. Stupid fucking
stallion. Shooting their boomsticks off and fucking, the corn won't grow, it's too cold. Yeah, dumbass. You should have gone to Florida, not fucking Plymouth. Like, it's fucking, 2 degrees up there. You think you're gonna start the new world up there in a fucking icy hellscape?
No way, no how.
Of course you all died. Should've gone down to fucking Myrtle Beach and started America there.
Go to Dick's at Myrtle Beach. And then after that,
Dick's
visit
Crab Shack?
Yeah. Visit a wave surf shop.
Woo! And then do some mini golf, because there's a lot of mini golf.
No, that's Dave's Crab Shack. I said Dick's.
No. Dick's Crab Shack is...
I thought there was Dave's Crab Shack.
I don't know about Dave's, but Dick's is where they're mean to you. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. We're talking about the same.
I'm just talking about the unbelievably excessive amount of mini golf in Myrtle Beach.
A lot.
It's like every three establishments is mini golf, which next time we're in South Carolina, we should go to a Myrtle Beach vlog.
I have a very particular putt-putt place that I have such a huge nostalgic pull to in Myrtle Beach. It's like this, it's not Jurassic Park, but it kind of feels like that. It's like Jurassic Golf or some shit like that, probably. And there was this like big, thick T-Rex that would come out of this cliff or this hole or whatever. And it was scary and big, and I ran away from it the first time.
I want to say that maybe I've been there, but also it's it's been so long, and I've played a lot of mini golf there, and I remember a lot of cool gimmicks like castles.
Broadway
and stuff.
At the beach in Myrtle Beach, where the dragon comes out of the castle. Spits fire.
I was a kid, I think. Last time I went was...
feed the ducks with the little turnstile food pellet machines.
I think my cousin's parents were, getting divorced, so they sent us all on, a day trip to Myrtle Beach with some friends.
They have a Hard Rock Cafe in the shape of a pyramid.
Wow, Danny Sexbang is gonna play the Hard Rock Cafe at Myrtle Beach.
They have the upside down Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum.
I have been there. There's the hallway where it feels like you're rotating, but it's really just the walls.
They also have a sick go-kart place in Myrtle Beach. It's pretty big.
They got it all there, man.
Yeah.
They got a lot of...
Myrtle Beach is gross, though.
One of the highest murder rates and I'm pretty sure one of the highest opiate deaths.
That doesn't surprise me. It's Myrtle Beach. I can't remember who. There was someone trying to tell me that Myrtle Beach is awesome. And I was like, what? In what world? Myrtle Beach sucks.
I was talking... So I went on a... Layton and Brian, Dream Daddy Layton, female Layton.
Yeah.
I went on their podcast and they brought up Myrtle Beach, and I talked about Myrtle Beach a little bit recently. But I was like, just go on Google search Myrtle Beach and then just click the news tab.
Yeah.
And then you just scroll down and you're just going to hear one day ago, 22-year-old woman charged in fatal Myrtle Beach shooting. One day ago, 11 units damaged, 2 destroyed after three alarm fire at Ocean Lakes Campground in Myrtle Beach. It's always just some fucking
awful shit.
Second suspect arrested in connection to Myrtle Beach murder.
And I have a lot of nostalgia for Myrtle Beach. You know, I still go to Broadway at the beach almost every year. Yeah, as part of our family takes a vacation every year around that area. Sunset Beach. And so we usually take a day and go. And last time we went to the Yamato's.
Yo Mama's.
Yum, yum, yum. That's not what I said.
Yeah, dude. I went to Yo Mama's.
That is not what I said. What's that from?
Say it again.
No, that is not what I said.
I don't know. That sounds so familiar.
If I told you the director of the movie, do you think it would help you narrow it down at least?
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino?
Pulp Fiction.
No.
Is it
Django? Django
damn
Unchained.
It.
It's when he's like, so you want me to treat him like a white man? And then he goes, no.
That's right.
Not what I said.
That's right. Oh, here's a Myrtle Beach article about Horry County. That's where Myrtle Beach is. Votes to settle major class action lawsuit against opioid distributors.
I'm going
to
kill you, Matt Watson. What's that from?
I don't think that's in a movie.
My Diary. Good. You haven't read it.
Okay.
Go on.
Did you write that? Oh, I was just saying just a Myrtle Beach thing, but... no biggie. Do you really have that in your diary?
Biggie Smalls?
R.I.P. Do you have that in your diary?
Huh?
Do you really have that?
Do I have Biggie Smalls in my diary?
No, what
no,
you
I
said
don't
before.
Have Biggie Smalls in my diary. You're crazy.
Okay. I guess I am. Yeah, I guess we're all a little
you
bit
You always
crazy.
Be having these weird dreams, you know? You know, what's reality dream. At some point? You understand?
Well, I don't think I have a hard time differentiating reality from my dreams, but I have had that problem before. If I sleep for like
Okay. So it could crop up
well,
again.
If I sleep for like 2 days straight, I'll have that thing where it's like all my dreams feel real. And it like it takes me a while to get out of that like fog of sleeping so long. I don't know why I let myself do that sometimes. It feels awful. Sleeping like recently I slept.
So you'd say that you're not able to really comprehend most things throughout the day. You're just in a state of fog.
Well, this was like 36 hours of sleep I got recently. Where I woke up every few hours, but I just stayed in bed all day. I slept the whole night, and then I slept the whole next night.
Your body's like, you need to move your body around.
It was awful. I felt like...
If I stay in bed for a day, I remember
I got depressed as fuck. Like, it makes you depressed, it makes you anxious, and it makes you just... And the longer you lay in bed, the more tired you get.
When I got COVID, there was like a... I would just kind of lay down, like, either in like a love seat, you know, with one of those levers that goes, or just the chair that goes, zoom, springs up.
Lazy boy, yeah.
Except it was like, it's more electronic. It goes, you know, like that. I took a lot of naps too.
Mm.
And I just remember laying down so much. I was like, fuck, this feels awful. Like I'm so achy and like, I feel so weak. I like had to go take a walk to like move around and get my body moving or something.
Yeah. That's what I hate when you're sick and you have like a fever or something, you're laying in bed and like you're achy and like you, like usually when you're achy, you can rest to alleviate the achiness, but not when you're sick. It's like you're achy while you're laying down. It's like, and you're hot and like you're heavy. You have that heavy feeling. Like there's like a really warm weighted blanket around you and you're like, not in a comfy way though. In like a like
I
you're
need to get a weighted
you're blanket. Already hot and you have a hot weighted blanket around you.
When I was I visited Atlanta when I originally contracted
Atlantis?
I contracted
the undersea city?
COVID in Atlanta.
Oh.
Not Atlantis. I wish. No, Atlantis, the resort that you get dropped off at a carnival cruise, like in the like Jamaica.
Where they make a bunch of like basically like slave labor people from the island like work as custodians.
You can go down a water slide and see sharks.
Is that the one with the water slide that has like the underwater tube?
Mm-hmm.
Classic, dude.
Atlantis.
Is that Sandals?
I think it's just called Atlantis.
Just Atlantis. I remember seeing the commercials for that on like Nickelodeon. But you went to Atlanta.
And that's where I contracted it. Was there something else I was saying?
Just by being achy, you wanted a weighted blanket.
Oh, dude, because I was kind of tired and... my friend just put a weighted blanket on me as I was in a chair, and I think I like took like a 30-minute nap. I woke up, I was like, "Fuck,
dude, weighted blankets
so comfy.
They're awesome." The only thing that sucks is just how hot they get for me. I already sweat a lot under a regular blanket, so a weighted blanket is so nice. But then I'll wake up like it's like I'm in like
a little chilly.
Yeah, but even so, then my face is chilly, my body is drenched. It's kind of like I'm inside of like an egg sack, like with a bunch of like jelly. And
that's weird because I have more like meat on my body and I feel like I'm so comfortable in
I
that.
Sweat so much when I
you're
sleep.
You're a sweaty boy?
Just when I sleep.
Sweaty boy.
I wake up,
yeah,
I'll go through
that.
Phases where I'll wake up like three times a night just absolutely drenched, like I have to like flip my pillow over.
It was very obvious whose side of the bed yours was.
Mm. It was always a little bit wet, a little soaking wet. I've been able to see my outline before. Like in like I get up and I see like a wet like
that seems like an r/ Reddit post.
Yeah, it really does, and it's the most uncomfortable thing because you just want to go back to sleep but you can't get comfy because now when you get up and stuff and you're wet but then it's cold
because
the sweat is cold but you're still hot and it feels awful. I think it might be medication or something that causes it because I have phases where it happens, phases where it doesn't. I don't know.
Well, you know, I think. It's about time that we get into the meat and potatoes. Talk about the big drama that happened between you and I over Twitter.
I figured this was going to come up.
So Matt and I had a little spat. We had a little argument.
We're good now.
And Matt thought it was appropriate to post it as a tweet. But real talk, funny haha fight.
Well, there's nothing funny about it.
Yeah, there's nothing. It was serious.
I exposed your ass to the world. So they could see your true colors, man.
And It was recommended to so many people who have no idea who we are.
I don't know what about that tweet, because like,
it didn't like pop off.
Well, but none of my
it got decent likes, but it didn't like, you know.
Well, the thing was, none of my
go viral.
None of my tweets ever end up on. What happened was, for some reason, it ended up on. You know how Twitter has like the not
blank
trending,
like this,
but not even that. It has like subjects. Twitter has trending, but they also have subjects where when you scroll down your timeline, it figures out subjects you like, and it will show you accounts you don't follow. But it picked up that tweet and just put it on, I guess, a topics tab that was shown to hundreds of thousands of people. And I was just incredibly, I don't know why, but basically this is the tweet. Let me scroll down real quick. And here, I said, I'm tired of staying silent. And it's Ryan texting me. It's a screenshot. And it's, he sent me a screenshot of me liking his tweet. And he said, okay.
No. You liking someone's response to my tweet.
Oh, yeah, like the reply, I see. I like the reply to your tweet. And you said, okay, jackass. And then I put a bunch of question marks. I said, why, man? What are you accomplishing here? Hurting my feelings? Congrats, asshole. And then you said, without my original hilarious tweet, you wouldn't have got... Oh, I see. I just understood what the conflict was. Just now, I thought that I liked your tweet. And you were saying, okay, I like the reply to your tweet, but I didn't like the original tweet?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you said without
my... That was
my,
the joke.
Without my original...
Are you just now getting it?
I'm just now getting it.
Okay.
Because this whole time I
but
thought
still
it was...
regardless, it was a... It was like... It was so... There are two sides. There are two jokes here.
Without my original hilarious tweet, you wouldn't have that garbage to even like. Respect where respect is due. Unless you're afraid I'll ratio you.
With the, hey, it's important.
The emoji what? Where the, it's the guy covering his mouth. Like,
yeah, it's the guy covering his mouth.
I mean, I said, I'm going to post as exposing you. I did just that. Saying I'm tired of staying silent. That's 15,600 likes.
And so many people are so
but the responses
miffed about it, dude.
Well, the thing is, it's... It's all the people that don't know who we are saw it, and they're the people that are like, a lot of them are the people that are like, man, I hate e-celebrities. Like, look at this bullshit drama. Like, so they make like high and mighty posts on it about like just how stupid we are and mm-hmm. like how funny it is to see people like us fight and try to be
like,
cool.
What are these TikTokers? Like, I don't care about this stupid YouTube drama. Shit like that.
They thought it was real, and here. Top response, of course, is Ryan replying, saying, typical e-celeb, exploiting his friends for clout with a yawning emoji.
There's some responses that respond to me, like, seriously, and I'm doing the yawn emoji.
Yeah. I'm gonna scroll down and see some of the good responses.
Look up the reply, look up a reply to me.
I'm looking at your thing.
There's some guy who was like...
Dude, the taco squad said, sorry, who are you? Everyone is doing anything for clout. It's so many like dudes that are like,
it's so
like a 27-year-old dude that works at like a,
he has like a
tire
smirk
shop
in his profile picture.
Yeah, with like a smirk and his sunglasses, and he's like, neither of you are e-celebrities. I don't know why this was in my notifications. I don't know who these people are.
I sent you that one over text. I think
all
right?
I know is that there's drama I'm clearly missing out on.
I sent you that on text, and it's funny because
I checked his
follows as a joke and to screenshot and sent to you, because like he follows like, it's just the lineup is hilarious. It's Ben Shapiro, Carl with a K,
Carl Jacobs,
and then Reddit, like Reddit's official Twitter. And it's like, oh, okay.
Dude, that's the dream team right there.
I know.
No, and I go down
it's
this
just
person's
such a hilarious
reply.
Lineup.
She has a ton of replies, just saying same. This showed up on my timeline. I have no idea who they are. Someone said it's sarcastic, and someone said, no, are you new here? These two have been in each other's throats since 2017. I have no fucking clue who these guys are. Same. Let's see. Just scrolling down, and I'm still looking at responses to yours. And it's just still more people.
Someone had, like, was saying how...
Matt Gay is
like,
hell for real.
When someone says that their feelings are hurt, you have to take them seriously. And it's like... Jesus.
How is it not
obvious it's a joke? Isn't it obvious, don't you think?
But also, like,
you think it's a little bit on the nose?
All you gotta do is go to either one of our profiles, too, and you'll see that it's like, oh, it's jokes. Who are either of you
the
guys?
The last
LMAO.
Tweet you put out, I responded with these nuts.
Hey, man. That was a little too far. get out of my notifications. Who are you, the you guys, LMAO? It's like, I'm not in your, I didn't put myself in your notifications. Twitter did.
I just love how they have to make a statement about it. Maybe it's also their way of like, I don't know, are they protesting to Twitter or to us?
Us. They're saying like, get out of my notifications.
It's not our
pussy.
Fault. It's Twitter's fault. Yeah. Apparently it was a banger because y'all had, here's the thing though. They proved that drama still fucking, all they were doing was like interacting with it because it was like in their thing. Ooh, drama.
Dude, it's like on Bird, it's like on Bird app, not worth putting your friend down like that. I don't have the full story, but your petty reply here is telling, I think you both should have taken a step back, took a breath, and talked it out before shaming each other online. That's some high school bullshit.
Oh, here it is. When someone says their feelings are hurt, you can't boil this down to banter between friends. Because someone's trying to be like, they're friends. They have a podcast. Like, they're trying to explain to them. And then they're like, that's not any way of talking. That's normal among me and my friends.
I'm wondering why any of this matters. I love reading this. Yep, this pretty much sums up Twitter. At least this was done in good taste and wasn't taken seriously. Right? Why is this recommended for me? I literally just look at cool Deltarune fan art on this app. Okay. Who the fuck are you? I have no clue why I got a notification for this. So do people get like a notification? Oh, I know what it is. Twitter will suggest tweets sometimes in notifications. I have it turned off, but it will like straight up notification on your phone screen where it just shows the tweet. And I guess this tweet must have been shown to thousands of people.
You're both sad people, friends drifting away because their ideals don't match. It's okay, though. One of you is going to pass on first. That's who really won the race.
Hey, man.
For real, LOL. These wannabe ass MFs. Oh, I'll ratio you like Nibba. I can't hear you over the pity dick in your mouth.
Yo.
From Evan.
Evan.
Calm down, Evan.
Came out the gates, man. Firing shots.
I just think it was so hilarious because, like, I can understand the people like, why is this in my recommendeds? But it's like the people who are like,
get involved.
Who are like, who are these fucking losers and why are they fighting? It's like, just calm down, relax. I guess.
Yeah, it looks like it just
it can be frustrating.
Yeah, I see people saying they got a notification for this tweet. So it's like,
ding.
You don't have that setting turned on. I don't have it.
Of course not.
It's annoying as fuck.
No one should ever have that
setting
turned on.
They do it to like, it's automatically on with new Twitter users. And I made another Twitter account for something. That's not out yet, but it's like, I didn't have that turned off. So I still get notifications for tweets, just random tweets multiple times a day. And that, you know, this must've been one of those ones that got, sent out to a bunch of people. Why was this recommended to me? I'm going to be honest and say I have no clue what is happening. This popped up in my recommend and I don't follow what's going on here. Could someone tell me what ratio means?
My ads were just filled with this shit for like a solid over a day.
You let me know. I didn't even, after I tweeted this, I kind of forgot about it.
Because I was on the East Coast, so I woke up way earlier than you were and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
And you texted me, you were like, dude, have you seen the responses to our fight? And I was like, no. And I went and looked and I was like, whoa. That's like 14,000 likes now.
I was like, people are pressed.
Imagine trying to demand respect from someone. Forgetting respect is earned, not demanded.
They should put that on a, hey, you know what I'm going to say? You should put that on a t-shirt.
Hey, you know, I'm going to put on a fucking t-shirt. I have no idea who the fuck either of you are.
That's valid.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know us.
Well, I mean, that's
we still
okay.
don't
like,
have a million fucking subscribers. The moment we have a million is the minute we get some respect around.
All
this
of these
industry.
People are going to suddenly reply in a few months. We hit a million. They're going to go, oh,
we're going to get emails. Do you want to collab? Do you want to collab? We're going to get these. Right now, we have these pity fucking Twitter follows by bigger creators, and it's whatever. You know, it's fine. I can dig the game. They're putting their investment in something that might be big one day.
Right. Right. You know.
We're so close to that respect line.
We are, Super Mega is honestly like a breakout investment and it's still on the ground floor. That's the thing. We're close to a million, but we're not there yet, which means that there's still time
to
get in on this. You can fucking,
get that 1M?
If you guys invest in Super Mega right now, the returns are, listen, how many other YouTube channels, they all have a million already, right?
Get off the Patreon, get off the Spotify, go to YouTube and subscribe.
Well, you don't have to get off the Patreon.
No, well, I mean, open a new tab.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Stay subscribed. But the YouTube,
That's the thing, man. That's the thing. Everyone else has a million subs. Every fucking, name anyone popular that everyone knows. They have millions of subs. We don't. We're the only ones still fucking sitting here on the fucking locker room bench, twiddling our cock in our hands.
We deserve this.
So,
come on.
It's still,
come on, team.
People can get in on this now.
Now, come on. Come on, super mega fans. Let's get on in here.
Come on.
Okay. On three.
All right.
Or on one. Three, two, one.
No, on go.
Oh, on go.
Three.
You go. You start it.
Three, two, one.
Go, team.
Team. I just threw team in there for,
yeah.
Just go.
Because we're all in this together.
I don't even know why you're recommended to me.
Get your head in the game.
And I don't even know who y'all are. But stop before you both get canceled, slanty face.
I'm not.
I don't know them. And I thought they're like,
until I get my shot. That's who I am. That is my plan.
What? I'm just having so much fun. Like, I'm still going down and just like, this person typed a lot. I don't know them, and I thought they're like famous or something. So them fighting each other over the internet and one of them saying something like toxic or something should get them canceled. At least that's how it works with celebrities. And then someone was like, they're making fun of those types of celebrities. They're actually really great friends in real life and have fake fights all the time in their YouTube videos. Oh, that makes sense. I just keep going down. Just keep going down. They're so, why is this petty shit appearing in my notifications? I just love how many people interacted with it. That's what's funny. To me, funnier than getting shown to everyone is that.
Well, it's proof that they're just. It's a little bit hypocritical in the action because it's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just of the whole mindset and fuck, I swear to God, if a thread gets created on goddamn Rant Grumps about me saying this, if you don't like it, don't watch it. It's like, if you don't like something, I just scroll past it.
Dude!
Like, I know.
That makes no sense.
Unless it's like, it's like, hey, Activision is caught in this huge fucking sexual harassment thing. Yeah, I'll give it a retweet, you know? Be like, Activision sucks.
Are you saying that if you don't like it, you're not going to force your... Why? If I don't like something, I'm still going to force myself to sit and watch the entire thing. It makes no sense otherwise.
Or if something... like,
I'm not going to spend my time doing something that I actually enjoy.
I'm going to put some effort into trying to understand this.
Sorry, I'm still going through a lot of replies.
People on the channel are saying the fake fighting is getting old, but apparently people still fall for it.
That's what's funny, you know. You and I have been making videos on YouTube for over 6 years now, and the fake goes back before Super Mega Man. We've been doing this for, in fact, actually recently, you and I put on a Sendago podcast clip,
yep.
and it was 7 years ago. And what was crazy to me was I was like, dude, this sounds just like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like our voices, like pretty, like how we're talking to each other. We didn't have we hadn't built our chemistry fully up yet, but ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
But yeah, it sounded the same, the Sendago podcast. Those episodes are... This goes to both of you. I don't...
still reading responses.
I love it, dude. I don't know why I got a notification. The fuck does it matter? ... 4 dots. All I have to say is friends don't put other friends down for stupid shit. Bleep out when I said shit because they censored themselves. They put an asterisk.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that it would be done by now. The fuck is this trash being shown to me? This is great,
no,
man.
No, it goes on for like...
It really goes
a
on.
A full day.
Yeah, they
over a full day.
I see a lot of people saying that we're going to be canceled because of this fight. What, do you guys know? That just shows people don't even know what to cancel people for. They just fucking,
they just want to jump on it and do it. They want to see it happen.
Jesus Christ, nobody can take an insult anymore. What the hell did I just read? Who are you guys? To a lot of people, this was the first and only time they will ever see us.
I know. And that's what's so fucking funny is like we will forever, like if they, even if they ever see our faces again.
Are you really saying you hurt my feelings when someone is insulting you? What the fuck do you expect them to do? Apologize? This is Joe Biden's America.
So he's a liberal.
I've never even heard of Matt and Ryan from Super Mega before. This is just more stupid YouTuber drama. Shake my head.
SMH, dude.
SMH, man. I got a notification for this bullshit, and I don't even know who the fuck you... People are just aggressive, man. Like,
yeah.
No one cares. Get a job. Start a family. I don't know you or your boy toy you're arguing with. We should get a job and start a family, yeah, man. You're both sad people. You're both sad friends drifting away because their ideals don't match. It's okay. The one of you is going to pass on first. That's who really won the race. That's the one you read, yeah.
Yep.
Damn, dude. I'm glad that so many people got involved in this for us.
I know. They were very passionate about it.
Shows that it shows that you need to stop acting like kids and shut up.
It shows that human compassion really does go beyond a personal connection with someone.
You're like you fucking can really, children. Just
you can really love a stranger.
You can, man. And this, I got to the end. The last tweet was, the last two were, you're like fucking children, grow up and deal with it. And then both y'all are dumb as hell. So I got to the end of all the responses. So
those are the responses to my specific response or that's
no,
the
to everything.
Tweet.
Yeah. I just want to thank everybody for the for caring so much.
Yeah. It means a lot that y'all are there for us.
I talked
about friendship is better now. We solved it.
That's how relationships grow. You know, a good relationship is not just built on having fun times together. It's built on overcoming challenges and obstacles. So when we run into a roadblock together, something that causes friction or tension or a fight, we work through it.
To build a house, you might have to chop down your favorite tree.
Exactly. And we might, that makes sense. And you know, we might disagree on things, but we just push it aside. Overcome it, expose it on Twitter, and move forward. Okay, I'm looking at the analytics for this tweet.
Oh, shit.
See how many people saw it.
It popped off.
573,000 impressions. So 573,000 people saw it. 200,000 people engaged with it. 121,000 people opened the thread.
Makes me want to get in, like, fake fights more. Because it's funny. And
wait,
people
should I promote this tweet?
How do you put money into it?
Yeah, so it promotes it on people's Twitters. So it just starts showing like this. Because you know when you see promoted tweets? And it's just like, it's like an ad that appears, but it's someone's tweet.
People would know you spent money on that shit.
It's funny as fuck though to me. It's like we should promote this.
Promoted. That's hilarious.
Oh,
I
didn't even look at the quote retweets. There's only 14. You always know it's good, man, when you go to quote retweets and it says there's like 30, but you can only see 3.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so this is good. That means that there's some nice responses. I can always tell how controversial a tweet is by the number of quote retweets and then how many you can actually see. Because if you can't see a majority of the quote retweets, then you're like, these kids on private are going crazy right now, quote retweeting. Getting upset. You know what? If y'all got some shit to say, don't be a pussy and make it private. Say it. Say it to my face.
Yeah, our lives are public. Why can't yours be?
Right?
Bitch.
Everyone's life should be public, and I think everyone should should have everything out there just because we do it. So, I mean, I think that everyone should. We're going to be in the metaverse soon. Everyone's going to know everything. Are you excited for the metaverse, bro?
Yeah. No. Looks stupid.
Hey.
As long as I can grill some meats in the metaverse, maybe, you know?
Definitely grill some
meats. Grill up some meats with some, what's that good sauce?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah.
Sweet Baby Ray's is pretty good, but it's a little sweet for my taste.
What
is Sweet Baby Ray's?
I always have a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's?
When I'm cooking my meats.
When he announced the whole...
It's my smoked meats, sorry.
Smoked meats. Smoking the meats? When Zuckerberg announced the name change to Meta, on the background on his shelf, he had a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's.
Of course he did.
Little goofster. He knew what he was doing.
Of course he did. He's a little
He's a little prankster.
I love it. I'm going to, guess what I'm going to do, honey? Okay, so I'm going to, I'm gonna
put the sweet baby. You're gonna put the sweet baby. So then they can see it. Okay, so,
because of the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of the video. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, remember the smoking the meats.
Well, I'm gonna go
talk to the camera.
What?
I'm gonna go talk to the camera.
Oh, okay. Well, I was saying I'm going to go just out.
Oh, you don't want to watch?
I might be a little late.
Okay, are you gonna watch my live stream on the Facebook name?
Yeah, I'll have it on the Facebook app in the
Are you seeing your personal trainer?
Yes.
Okay.
Just a late night session,
right?
You know, you gotta put in several.
You came back
hours.
Sore last time, so don't go too hard this time, sweetheart. All right, I'm gonna go introduce.
Okay, I'm gonna blow you a kiss.
Can I just get one on the cheek for good luck?
No.
Oh, it's okay.
There, right. There it is.
Thank you.
Did you catch it?
Smoked meats.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Hey, everyone. This is Mark Zuckerberg. That's what happened right before the video.
Can you put in a door closing sound effect, too, just to seal the deal?
Yeah. I mean, you're editing it, so.
Fuck, you're right. I am editing this one.
Every time I have to use a door close sound, even if it's like a super serious thing, I use the Minecraft one.
Because it's such a perfect. It's so good.
Actually, in one of the tracks on the Super Mega album that we've been working on, it's like an audio sketch, and there's a part where a door opens and a door closes.
And
we use the Minecraft sound. It sounds good. And every time I show someone that, they're like, is that the Minecraft sound?
We recorded that like 2 years ago, dude.
Not 2 years ago.
Oh, fuck yeah.
No.
We recorded that before COVID, I thought.
We recorded the rough draft a year and a half ago, I'd say. So, yeah.
Time's flying. I think it is.
Oh, fuck.
I think it's been longer than we think.
I think that we...
That's been...
Hey, now that we got Black...
For a while.
Like, the book was the big priority. Let's get working on the album more. Like, let's just have more album days. Let's try to have 1 to 2 album days a week.
Just, we're both getting... Like, right after this podcast, I'm rushing home to get streaming set up shit working. Because, you know, we're back with the Epic SMP.
Yeah, baby!
Epic SMP. And so I'm trying to get my stream stuff set up. You've streamed a couple times.
Exactly a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I streamed the first day 6.5 hours, and yesterday 2.5 hours, and today I'm going to try to go for 3 or 4.
A couple and a few are interchangeable. No, they're not.
Shut up, you fucking idiot.
No, they're fucking not. I don't know. Like, where do you... I get it. There's a pair of something. I get it. But a couple, it's a...
Are you saying a couple always means two?
Should always mean two.
It should, but the way English is used...
Fuck English. It's wrong.
I do say a couple
I'm like,
when I'm referring to 3 or 4 things sometimes.
No way.
Yeah.
I can't. In my brain, no way.
I say.
It's an absolute for me.
Let's say I have, let me look around real quick. That pile of toenail clippings of yours right there on the table.
Yeah.
There's 3. I could be like, there's a couple of toenail clippings right there.
No. There are 3. There are a few.
A few.
I know. Technically,
a few.
I know you're right. I know you are right.
Well, I'm not technically right,
but it's wrong.
Definition of couple is.
But
two.
It's wrong.
But
you're right.
But
fucking
but
disgusting.
Language changes even if it's incorrect. It it's all about the fucking like anthropology. What is it? Where it's like it's just like the
fuck these hipsters trying to make slang. I want to go back to olden English, baby.
We
can't even understand what the fuck they're saying.
I watched this video about from the 80s, and some of you guys might have heard about this, but it was this famous case about like proof for time travel, which in my opinion, I think it's obviously a hoax, but it's this, it was a famous case in England where this guy had an old computer. Like the type you could just type on, like the green text,
mm-hmm.
an IBM like old computer in like 1986 or something. And he would leave home, and when he would come back, he would have messages written on there that was like from someone from like the 1600s. And he's like, what the? And he showed people and thought it was weird. I mean, they kept appearing. And he was telling people like, I'm not doing these. They're just appearing on the computer. I don't know how these are getting here. But then they had like a English professor like study it and like trace the specific time period of like the exact words used. So it was like very specific old English.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about like the town he lived in right there. And people could look up the like trace these people back. And then like another person appeared from like 2109 that was sending messages back. Also typing kind of weird and like a futuristic English type. And the psychic like association of psychics came and investigated it
The sidekick psychics?
The sidekick sidekicks came and investigated it. And they were skeptic, but they never could disprove it.
The psychic sidekicks?
I forgot what it's called, but it's a... yeah, that case is crazy, but the old English that was used was... what the fuck? It's like a different language. I don't understand what any of that means, dude. It's like... it's pretty easy to
if you have heard about the case of the London Bridge?
It's falling down?
Yeah, dude,
I did hear about
that. How'd you know I was going to do that to you?
Thine bristle and twine.
Because I have a little smirk on me when I'm asking?
Yeah. Listen to this.
You hear about the case of the London Bridge. You know what? It's falling down. That's what I wanted. I'll get it out of you one of these days, Matthew Watson.
One of a terrorist is eventually going to bomb the London Bridge and be like, ha ha, see?
I am not a terrorist. I am a...
Man, you always fucking get me with that, dude.
Come on. It's from Iron Man 3, man. What can I say?
That exact part?
Yeah. That's how it plays out.
Like,
Mr. President.
Will you tell me real quick what this means? I'll read you a few sentences that he said. Sentence by sentence, tell me if you're able to even decipher this shit from 1520. I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
Oh, I thought you had it ready.
No, I went to a website.
I thought you were prepared, Matthew.
I did go to a website, but it wasn't. I searched time travel computer old English.
Matt Watson.
The Doddleston messages. Okay, now I can pull it up. Now that I know the name. Here we go.
Yeah.
1 second.
Come on. Give it to me.
You're so good at that sound, man. No, I don't want to go to the unexplained podcast. I'm sorry, man. Just give me a second. Found them on Wikipedia. No, that's the article for Doddleston. Give me 1 second. You could skip ahead.
Yeah, skip ahead. Wait, did we go to ad break?
Okay.
Is that what we said?
No, I was just saying you could skip ahead,
Could we go to an ad break?
Yes, we'll go to ad break right here.
Okay, and when we come back, the nap portion of the podcast.
The Doddleston.
I'm going to go smoke some weed, and we're about to get super sleepy. I'll make sure, we'll be back with the nap segment.
Welcome to the nap portion, everyone. We have a nice piece playing in the background. You were looking something up before the nap portion started.
The Doddleston messages.
The Doddleston messages.
Well, it was just about old English.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see if you were able to understand what this means.
Can you raise the volume on that?
Okay, thank you.
Listen to this. True are the nightmares of a person that fears. Safe are the bodies of the silent world. Turn pretty flower, turn toward the sun.
It's like poetry, though. Are they talking about? Is it a guy actually just trying to say something? This sounds
okay.
Like
this is the wrong message I'm reading. Because I'm a foot. Okay, well, I can't read it. So the guy narrates it, but he films his computer screen showing it, like in this video I watched. But he did like an effect, so the edge is blurred, so I can't even fucking read it. So forget it. I do love old English, man. What do you think like future English will sound like in like 2200? Like, I'm sure there will be spelling differences.
Get, bruh.
Like, you know, you look at older words and see how they're spelled, like thine, or,
I be the up, one up.
They put, like...
cup that, that's what it is. Like, it's gonna sound just, like, weird, just kind of, like, a short.
Yeah, you'll still tell it's English, but there'll be, like, parts of it that just, like, I have no idea what that just meant. Bet.
I mean, I don't think it's gonna change too drastically in our lifetime.
No, not in our lifetime.
Oh, you're talking about, like, hundreds of years?
Yeah.
Or even, like... like 1,000 years.
Well, honestly, well, here's the thing is, I think language changed so much in the past because it was only evolved by passing on generations. But now we have,
too.
Right, but it would just be passed on by word of mouth. So that it was really easy for that to change. But now because the internet recordings are preserved, so everyone is always listening to and hears what English does sound like. And I think that because it's so widespread and preserved and available, it won't really change that much anymore.
Yeah.
Drastically. Like how it did in old English.
When clans were about.
Yeah. Our own little clan, man. We gotta start a clan.
We're gonna all come up with a language and then go have families.
Unilog.
We'll have our own kind of interpretation of the language or way of saying things.
We'll speak unilog, dude.
Yeah, it's the language Matt created.
It's an auxiliary language, yeah.
In high school? Nice. Advanced for a high schooler. Creating a whole freaking language.
No, I didn't create the whole language. I started writing a grammar textbook, and I made a spreadsheet of vocabulary. And I made like 200-300 words or something like that. I still have it. I taught myself how to... I'm not gonna lie, dude. It made sense. Like, my goal was I wanted to make like the easiest, simplest little like language that the goal was... I could talk to a Chinese person. That's it. No, the goal was that foreign people can speak to each other without having to learn each other's languages. Like a Chinese dude doesn't have to learn Russian.
I can speak to a Chinese person.
They both just know a little Unilog, and because they can both learn a little Unilog so easy. So then
I had this idea when I was in high school. I had this idea. What if I could speak to a Chinese man?
No.
And they laughed at me.
You're crazy.
I told my best friend at the time, and he laughed at me. But I say today, N-U-N-L-E-D-O-S-D-O. And that's Unilog?
That kind of sounds like Unilog, yeah.
Does it? No, really.
I still remember a little bit.
Tell me something.
Well, I was Che.
Yeah.
So you say, like, I, myself, like, Che. R, like, to be, that verb, was Ma. And to make a verb, all verbs end with A, and to make a verb past tense, you put an in on it, so it's mon. So mon becomes was, or were. So like, che mon means I was gay. Sure.
Yeah?
Oh, gay means, I actually don't remember, but
choice.
No. Sinful, I think. I think it's sinful. So if I wanted to say I was sinful, I could say che man gay. Or okay. I am sinful, che ma gay. You know? And then there's also there was another consonant you would replace the N with to make it future tense. So I will be gay. It was like che mop gay. I don't remember. But like every single verb ends with an A. So to conjugate it, you just put the letter for whatever tense. Pretty simple.
Did you come up with like, because you know how sometimes in a language there's different ways of saying something, or like there's not a word for something in one language and there is in another for like a feeling.
Well, Unilog, what I had planned was it wasn't going to be like super
complex. It was just
it was very simple. So like there doesn't need to be a word for every single thing. It's mainly just for basic communication where, you know, it's like I could talk to a Chinaman and wouldn't have to.
Biblioteca, something like that.
Right. Like, you know, when I'm in a foreign country, I don't need to talk about like the philosophies of Socrates. I need to just say, where's the fucking bathroom? I shit myself. You know? So that's exactly what it's
for. In Unilog, would you be able to say I pooped myself?
You know what? Let me pull up the textbook and the document. Maybe see if I can get any good sentences out of
this. The almighty textbook of Unilog?
It had a green cover. I remember it. I'll show you, dude. I don't know if I ever showed you when we talked about this on the Sendago podcast with Daniel. Let me see. He made fun of me. He's like, yeah, dude, Unilog.
It's funny.
Okay, last modified May 3rd, 2014.
All right.
Here it is. Unilog Dictionary. Here's the textbook. Where's the cover? Not a fucking cover on this. Unilog. Dude, look. A descriptive grammar of Unilog.
And it's a star.
It's like a textbook. I tried to make it look like a real, like, fucking, like, little textbook.
Looks like a yearbook.
First edition. Here's, like, explaining more about the Unilog language.
Jesus. Read some of that.
There are no double letters or silent letters allowing speakers of Unilog to be able to spell any word they hear with ease, making spelling errors a thing of the past. The vocabulary is very simple. Words commonly avoid consonant clusters, allowing ease of speaking to most speakers around the world. Most words consist of 3 to 6 characters and follow a single pattern. Nouns will always end in the letter O, verbs will always end in the letter A, and adjectives will always end in the letter I. The grammar is very basic and simple and follows a subject, verb, object pattern, like English, Spanish, Chinese, Russian, French, and Italian. The only exception to this rule is pronouns and when nouns are plural. Good luck and have fun learning Unilog.
Are there pronouns?
Mm-hmm. See, I'm going down right now to see. Here's the exceptions. Like, C is always pronounced ch, like chicken. And X is always pronounced, sh.
You say ch, like chicken?
Ch.
Ch.
C is a ch.
Ch, like chicken?
Yeah, so.
Chuckin?
To say I, che, it's C-E. Che. And then X is sh. So X-I-N would be shin. But listen to this. Hold on, I'm getting past the vowel sections. Dude, these are some goofy-ass sounding words. Verbs all in with the letter A. I'm looking for the pat here, pronouns. You is Tay?
Tayzande.
Chocolate. Dude, I would love for him to sing that in Unilog.
Chocolate pain.
It'd be like, Tongo Bay. He's singing it in fucking Unilog. It'd be amazing. Che is I, Tay is you, J is she, Ray is he, and Gore is the third person pronoun. Which is like them, they, them. So yes, you can be non-binary and speak Unilog.
Why wasn't it designed so everyone is just, it doesn't matter.
That's actually a good point. Well, I guess when you're talking about people, it's easy to specify if it's a group of people. You need
not
to
when
he
we're all
going to
be bald and big-eyed one day, slits for noses, small mouths, teardrop-shaped shit, you know?
Yeah. Here's the verbs, bro. Ma, like I said, to be. To do is bepa. Noma is to eat. Look at this. Tofa is to feel. Ika, to
like
love.
Tofa grace.
Yeah, dude.
Tofa grace.
Nimana is to need. Gula is to drink.
Ohana means family.
It does. It does. And it's also a word in Unilog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It means sexual assault.
Oh.
But, you know, just different from Lilo and Stitch, but yeah. That's fucking
Lilo and
Unilog.
Lilo Stitch is a great movie. I wonder if they're still working on that live action thing they're going to put on Disney Plus.
They're just going to get a little fucking like Jack Russell Terrier and spray paint them blue to be Stitch.
I am excited for Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. They released like a little teaser with Sylvester Cricket. I can't remember. It wasn't Jeremy.
Sylvester
Cricket.
Stallone?
It wasn't Jeremy Cricket. Well, that's the cricket's name, right? From the Disney
Jiminy
shit.
Cricket?
Sorry,
Jeremy Cricket.
Jeremy Cricket. Jiminy Cricket. But this dude's name is like self... Alfonso... No, hold up.
Is it Sylvester Stallone as a cricket?
No.
I'm a cricket.
I'm hey, a Geppetto. Cricket. Pinocchio. Hold up. He introduces himself. I'll allow him to introduce himself. Hold up.
This liquid ID is good.
He's lighting a little... It's stop motion.
A little blunt.
I want to tell you a story.
Yeah?
Oh, it's stop motion?
You may think you know, but you don't.
Who are you?
Not really.
He's a little cricket.
Sebastian J. Cricket.
So do you think his middle name, J, is Jiminy? For Jiminy?
Yeah, 100%.
Sebastian J. Cricket.
Do you think that's like his son or something? That's why he has his dad's name is his middle name?
Well, in the trailer later, you find out that he goes, and I lived in the heart of a wooden boy. I can't wait for the whale scene. If they fuck up and don't do the whale scene,
I forgot
I'm
the story
be
of Pinocchio,
pissed.
Like all the way, except for that his nose gets big when he lies.
His nose gets big.
He becomes
a real
boy.
Donkey Island.
He goes to a donkey show at Donkey Island.
Yeah. He gets turned into, well, some of his pals turn into donkeys.
And they partake in the donkey show.
Yeah.
Super Mega goes to a donkey show. Next vlog. You know, it's quick drive down to Mexico. It's 2 hours from here.
Could we be on the donkey on top of it? Not doing anything to it, but like riding it.
Sure.
But not like riding it
sexually. Yes. Like riding on top of it. Like saddled up.
Yes.
Like giddy up on top of that donkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you know? Like bull riding.
Like hop on top and giddy up, which also could mean anal sex with the donkey or vaginal sex with
but
the donkey.
But we would not be doing anything
We're not
sexual.
Doing that.
We're having a good time.
We're having a good time. Oh, I'm sure the donkey is too, to be honest.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? Everyone,
having a hell
everyone
of a time.
Likes sex. Sex is great. Everyone loves it.
Okay, and that's where we're going to end the nap portion, fellas. Thank you for coming out. Okay.
Thanks. You can validate parking up front, yeah. It's for like 2 hours. You guys are good.
Yeah.
You can get, if you need two validation tickets, just tell them that we said you can get it and they'll do it. All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, donkey shows are sweet, though.
Let's go to one.
Okay.
I have been to a ping pong show.
A ping pong show?
I have been to a ping pong show. Is a real ping pong show.
Is that where they shoot a ping pong out of their vaginas?
Mm-hmm. In Thailand. My cousin and her husband took me to some strip clubs in Thailand to show me the red light
district. I
don't
see no woman laying an egg.
Well, she wasn't laying an egg, dude.
That's what it looks like.
She's popping ping pong balls out her coochie. It was awesome.
Like she has little eggs in her. Like a fucking chicken.
It was a depressing strip club. We sat all the way in the back because I didn't want to
watch like a hot, sweaty person.
Well, yeah,
put ping pong balls in their vaginas.
There's a stage,
then,
in the middle,
and then queef them out. Oops.
A little poop comes out, dude.
What?
It just happens during the shows. But
their vaginas?
There's one, 60-year-old white man that looked just like Jim, actually, sitting up front with his beer, just kind of like...
Was he wearing a straw hat?
Yeah.
Might have been Jim.
Jim
he loves straw hats.
Jim looks just like every dude that was in the Ladyboy bars. But yeah, the guy that looked like Jim was sitting up front, and she was popping ping pong balls out. And she kind of moved her legs, so it kind of roll down and drop into his drink.
Ew.
Yeah.
Did he drink it?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was smiling.
Motherfucker, dude. Ew.
Right? That's disgusting. And then she pulled needles out of her pussy, and then we left.
What do you mean she pulled needles out of her pussy?
She had a string.
Yeah.
Like a thread.
Yep.
And she threaded needles on it. So there was just...
On her vagina?
So there were five needles hanging, where the thread was going through the eye of the needle, right?
Yeah.
And she starts pulling a string out of her pussy, and then the needles come out one by one. And everyone's like, whoa! It's a real thing.
I guess it is magic.
It was magic.
How did she do it?
She put needles in her pussy. She just put them in a way where when she pulls the string, it doesn't cut her or poke her.
Would you ever put needles in your pussy?
For the right price, yeah.
Pussy boy?
Yeah, I put it in my boy pussy.
Hell yeah.
Dude, he pulling needles out of his bussy.
Hell, dude, I love bussy.
Dude.
Can't get enough of it.
I love Justin's bussy. That thing is juicy.
Can be a bit musty.
A little stanky. There's a little bit of stank there sometimes.
Kind of smells like if someone were to dump a crate of mothballs in a cornfield.
Yes, the cornfield, that's very specific, actually. And I totally, I get that. That makes a lot of sense. I know exactly, I don't know how, but I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. It does. It has that kind of earthy, but also starchy smell that corn has, kind of dusty hay kind of smell.
Still earthy because you're around soil.
Well, he wipes with hay. So that's probably why there is that natural, and probably a little stanky because it doesn't do a good job.
Okay, so we stopped wiping with bamboo.
Yeah, just hay, which I think hay is actually a step lower than bamboo.
Mm.
Bamboo is a rod you can at least kind of slide across your ass crack.
You just shove it up there, twist it, and pull it out.
Right. Hay is, on the other hand, is kind of just all over the place. And
yeah.
You're not going to get an even wipe. But yeah, Justin needs to clean his bussy. Thing is nasty.
But when it is clean?
Fantastic. It's great.
This is fucking ridiculous. Justin, he'll never fucking listen. He'll never hear this.
Well, see, that's the thing is he doesn't like our content, so he doesn't listen to the podcast.
The only thing I think he just listens to enough of our voices. I didn't end a day of editing Game Grumps with, you know what I'll do? I'll catch up on some Game Grumps.
You didn't?
You didn't?
That's what I did every day. I did that every day. I went home.
We watched the videos. We're the ones who edited this. We watched the videos all the way through. And the thing is, when we're editing them, we laugh with the funny moments, and I don't need to go relive that shit.
Yeah, but you watched your load of editing videos. I'd go home and watch all the ones you edited to support you. Did you not watch all the ones I edited?
I watched the videos you edited on Super Mega.
Well, I'm not talking about Super Mega. I'm talking about Game Grumps Incorporated.
I'd see some of your clips when we had to edit the best ofs.
But no, you didn't go and watch the episodes. Some coins.
Dude.
Dude, remember that meme?
That was, I think, my biggest fuck-up on Game Grumps.
Oh, man, we fucked up so much.
There are a lot of fuck-ups that we did.
We used to fuck up a lot. But it was always the funny thing is we never fuck up on Super Mega. Because we actually put care and effort into it. But Game Grumps, we purposely were trying to sabotage so people would come watch Super Mega. No, it was always scheduling errors, It'd be
some coins.
Dude, the classic. There's a Wikipedia page for that. The Some Coins incident.
Is there?
No.
Oh, that
fucking Wikipedia page for when you messed up the titles.
I could just imagine someone on one of their little fucking subreddits. Because believe it's so crazy. They have multiple subreddits dedicated to like weird, like either conspiracy. Well, both are very conspiratorial.
Mainly, yeah, mainly just ranting, but conspiracies. It's just
touch grass, that type of thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to remember some of the biggest mistakes I made.
If you love something, sometimes it's best to let it go.
So you enjoyed it for a while. You don't enjoy it anymore. Don't taint the memory. Just
and a lot of people still enjoy it. So you know, it's like,
and that's
why are you so bothered by it?
It's not even specifically gamers. That's anything. Angry. Just why so much anger?
Yeah,
you are when you put yourself, when you get in these communities, you are choosing to surround yourself
with
negativity.
Relax, come on, I'll massage your shoulders. Go on.
You're choosing to surround yourself with negativity, and it really infects you.
Hey, don't go on Rancrumps. Don't post on Rancrumps tonight. Don't even visit.
I won't.
Don't even go.
I won't. I'm sorry.
No, I'm talking to the viewer.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me. I was planning on posting, but I won't now.
Okay.
Hey,
you know, maybe you should just take the night to yourself. Watch a movie, you know, that you're nostalgic about.
Play a video game.
Some cheese and wine, or maybe even just order some Taco Bell. And if you can't do that, just chill and make a peanut butter and jelly, baby.
Try a new hobby. You know, there's infinite hobbies.
Peanut butter jelly with a glass of milk. Doesn't that sound good? Mmm. I bet whoever's driving on their way home right now, make yourself a fucking peanut butter and jelly. Calm down.
There are going to be people that listen to this, and the second they get home, they're going to make a fucking peanut butter and jelly.
Send me your pictures of your peanut butter and jelly. If they look delicious, I'll probably like them. If you go, hey,
speaking of Gangrams, Barry wants to see them too.
Sandwich.
Huh? Speaking of Gangrams, Barry would love to see those PB&Js too.
Yes. So. But also, remember that you have to, he mainly only interacts with people on Twitter. So you have to go at him solely on Twitter and make sure he's.
Some PB&Js.
He loves his favorite sandwiches.
We like surprising him though. So please don't mention that we sent you guys or anything.
Remember the peanut butter and sandwich cake we got him for his birthday
he
that one year?
He loved it, dude. And the fucking dude, oh my God. Like, Barry, if he sees that we sent people to send pictures, then he'll be like, oh, that's nice. But if he thinks that that people just decided one day their own free will to send him pictures of one of his favorite things, he would be ecstatic. So please go send Barry on Twitter. What is it? At Razin?
Don't at both of us. Don't
at us. Don't mention Super Mega. Just show your sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know?
No tattling required here. Folks.
It's going to be that one kid that's like, yeah. But, you know, it's all right. You know, it's what it is. There's always trolls.
No, respond to his tweets
I just want Barry to be happy.
If he goes live on Twitch, respond with a PB&J to, you know, cheer him on.
Maybe just go into his chat and just say PB&J. No context, just say, and he'll be happy about that.
And if a streamer you watch happens to have a PB&J emote and you're subscribed to them, by golly, use it. I don't know anybody who has that, but if someone did, I'm sure it exists.
I mean, if maybe in a couple days, your favorite streamers that have a podcast you listen to were to suddenly have an emote of a live action picture of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on their Twitch, that you could sub to them, and then you could go post it in Barry's chat.
Yeah.
As much as you want.
We're going to have to go talk to the board about that one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And setting up our super mega Twitch, because we're starting to stream on our own.
Yeah, let's talk about streaming.
Go follow us on Twitch.
We're
M.H. Watson is Matt's.
Eli Rye McGee is Ryan's. Mm-hmm. He's got the uniform username on all social media. Amazing. I do have Matt H. Watson on Twitch.
Because it's such like a jumble of a name. It's like whenever someone tries to say it for the first time, it's like Ellery, Ella. Yeah, I get it. I understand. I know what I did. It's not the best, but it's what I go. It's what it is now.
You can probably buy at Ryan McGee off someone.
Too far.
You know,
I don't care.
Well, I asked the guy with the handle at Matt.
Just to see.
Just to see. I was like, hey, man, like. I don't think he really tweeted that much. I was like, hey, would you ever like
a few million?
I said, would you ever consider, you know, like selling this?
Yeah, how much was it?
Because I thought it'd be really cool to just get at Matt. And, you know, I'd give him a little bit of money for it. Not like a crazy amount because it's just a Twitter.
Yeah, but what did he ask for?
He goes, considering I've turned down offers of $20,000, it would have to be pretty good. And then I didn't respond.
Just like the guy who owns MattWatson.com asked for a minimum of $1 million. And I was like, are you inept?
Hey, one day there'll be a millionaire Matt Watson. Doesn't exist right now.
No. Maybe one day.
Wait, the fisherman. No, no way. No.
Matt Watson, the extreme fisherman. And Matt Watson from Carwell.
The journalist, Matt Watson.
Couple Matt Watson journalists. There's Matt Watson from Carwell. He's pretty popular on YouTube. Yep. He's a car channel.
Good.
Then there's Matt Watson, who was a vlogger that dated a bigger YouTube girl. And he's the one that Famous Birthdays mixed up my information with his.
Okay.
So on my Famous Birthdays page, it has stuff about my daughter and how I do Spanish lesson vlogs and how I was born in the UK in the 80s. And how I dated a famous YouTuber.
Okay. That's cute.
But the thing was, they made a slideshow video for the page with this information. So it's like music and it's pictures of me with like music playing with these facts like and text on screen. So I don't think they ever fixed it, but I like it that way. So I love that the only other Ryan McGee is the fucking Euro Millions dude that fucking.
Isn't he Russian?
I think he was British.
Or whatever.
Eddie, he won the Euro Millions jackpot and then like crashed like 3 Lamborghinis and went to jail and lost all the money. I just love all the pictures. You search Ryan McGee, was like, just that like goofy looking British dude with the big check. And then like immediately, like the next picture is just like a completely destroyed Lamborghini, like on the side of a road in a ditch.
Props to you, Ryan McGee.
Yeah, shout out Ryan McGee and Matt Watson from Carwow and Matt Watson, Extreme Fisherman. And there was actually a dentist in my hometown named Matt Watson.
Dennis the Menist?
I didn't go to him, though. Dennis the Menist?
Yeah.
Dennis the Menist?
Yeah.
I don't like Penis the Menist.
Meninist?
Dennis the Meninist? That's good, man. That's good. Thanks, man. I would read that comic strip in the comments. That is great, dude.
I would read that comic strip.
Fucking Dennis the Meninist? That is good. Genius, man.
Thanks, man.
Fucking genius.
You know, I'm sitting here, you know, creating fucking brain babies for our company.
You are, you know, we might have to, you know, you might have to make a shirt now that is a Dennis the Menist shirt, but it's Dennis the Meninist.
Which if you buy one McGee coin, you can get a free t-shirt.
Well, it's not a free t-shirt if you're buying the McGee coin for it, but the McGee coin price does fluctuate quite
McGee
a bit.
The McGee coin has nothing to do with the t-shirt.
Oh, okay.
But if you so happen to buy McGee coin, you get a free t-shirt.
Right now is a pretty good week to buy McGee coin because the crypto market crashed. It is abysmal. So while McGee coin is low, I would say it's a good time to
please,
scoop
everyone
it up.
Go buy some McGee coin. I would really appreciate it. It would really mean the world.
For real. We've been in talks with Twitch, seeing if they can integrate McGee coin into its API and shit.
Just replace the whole thing entirely. No more
McGee
bits. McGee coin.
Just McGee coin.
You were cheered some McGee coins.
Exactly. Now, is it McGee coins or is it McGee coin?
McGee coins plural. McGee coin as a general is like the brand.
Because you know you don't say bitcoins. You say Bitcoin.
I know, but like that's how I'm different. You know.
Yeah. Right. Okay. McGee coins. Yeah.
Yeah. You can give some McGee coins, but you're using McGee coin.
Man, this week my McGee coin portfolio is not doing too hot. It's down like 30%. But that just means
just wait till after the buy podcast the dip. Drops. Just wait till after the podcast drops.
That's what they say. They say buy the dip. See, when you're an investor and you see the market crash, never get upset. It just means it's an opportunity to buy more.
Exactly, baby.
Then when it goes up, you're beautiful.
And it'll go back up.
It always goes back up.
What goes up must come down, but what goes down must go right back up.
Exactly. Exactly. Except in physics. But definitely McGee coin does.
Yes.
100%. And with that, I hope all of you have a great week. We'll see you next week for episode 282. Yeah. That's a palindrome episode. I hope that everybody gets their fucking crypto wallets full of McGee coin.
Yep.
Because it's going straight to the moon.
Yeah.
You know?
Thanks for that, by the way.
A little, of course.
Thanks for supporting McGee coin.
I'm part of r/McGee coin.
It really does mean a lot, like, honestly.
Oh, I've been talking to people on r/McGee coin about, like, strategies and...
Okay, good. You know, but
I bet Elon has some.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a bit. He's still in
been busy.
Yeah.
It's the whole, the rocket shit, and then, not even the rocket shit that keeps him busy. It's more the fucking the court things he's doing right now with the whole school zone thing that, you know.
Well, there's that, and there's the whole lawsuit against the pharmaceutical companies. But only because they won't allow him to put his penis in larger serum into the market.
Which I disagree with.
I'm all for that.
It works. He let us try it. It works.
It's safe. But
I got a swollen fucking hog now. It's all pink and shining and swollen, and it's like thank
bye.
You.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.